Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. Straight restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party. This Saturday, sweat out your bets and win prizes with Ryan, Sean and Colby over at youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. You are listening to your final international edition of the EPL show for this season here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You, of course, can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. We're on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and you can follow them at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. You can also follow my other Twitter account. That is at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. That's the Twitter account for both LockBetting.com, my premium pay service that has delivered 117 months in a row of transparent track profit, and the Lock Betting Podcast, a free podcast giving you sports betting podcasts, including Das Bundesliga Show that was formerly here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast before it's replaced by Scamessa Italia. If you want to do your research on Lock Betting, on the LockBetting.com site, we have all the P&Ls proving the fact that this is transparent track profit, and we are 3 months away from being able to say we have been undefeated every single month for a decade. If you want to do quick research, every single month, the pinned tweet at the LockBetting.com Twitter account, at LockBettingCom, is always the P&L from the previous month. And at the moment, you can have a look at the month of February. You can also follow the TikTok account. It is the same handle, at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. We post 30 to 45 second easily digestible videos giving you important betting information that you can use to win. We post the same videos on our Instagram. Our Instagram is simply at LockBetting. So moving on to this edition of the EPL show, which of course is another international special. We have so far gone 100% with our locks during this international break, and we look to continue that with our final lock. I hope I haven't cursed it, but you'll be getting that lock at the end of the show. All of these games are happening on Tuesday. I've opted to pick five games. Three games are Euro 2024 qualifiers, and we'll also be covering two friendly matches as well. We will begin with the Euro 2024 qualifiers. We start with a 7:45 kickoff tomorrow as Scotland will host Spain. Spain are the 4-6 minus 150 favourites to win this game. It's 19-4 here on Scotland and it's 3-1 here on the draw. Spain will be looking to cement their place at Euro 2024 as quickly as they possibly can. And you have to strongly favour them here to win away to Scotland, a team who notoriously failed to make it through two major competitions. They managed to beat the teams they're supposed to beat, particularly at home, but they struggle away from home and they struggle against the top sides from across Europe. And that's exactly what Spain are. Spain come into this off the back of a 3-0 win against Norway and are the masters of European qualification. They have tasted defeat just once across their last 18 away Euro qualifiers, and they've won 14 of those. But there is hope here for Scotland at least to find a back of the net, because Spain have conceded at least once in each of their last four such games, while Scotland, they have scored at home in 9 straight games. So there is some data here for Scotland to find a back of the net, particularly given that they have scored in 9 successive home games. So both teams to score could be another way to go here. Maybe Spain with the over 2.5, maybe Spain and both teams to score if you're looking for something big, if you're not happy with taking Spain on the money line. But I'm happy enough here to take Spain on the money line. They were impressive against Norway. Scotland won by the same score. However, beating Cyprus by 3-0 and beating Norway by 3-0 is a very different thing. And I think if we see the same Spain team and we see the same Scotland team in this game, Spain are going to win quite comfortably. But there's lots of ways to play this. As I said, there is data for the over. There's data for both teams to score. You could tack on either one of those selections with Spain to give you a much bigger price. But my selection is simply going to be on Spain on the money line here at the price of 4-6 minus 150. I think they're going to be just too strong for Scotland. And I think they'll come away with 3 points here in this one. Before we move on to looking at the rest of the games, let me quickly tell you guys about WynnBET. WynnBET is, of course, the online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and a ton of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6pm Eastern Time. During WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And March Madness is here. So many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There is so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. Offers subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. If you're 21 or older and present in a state where pay for WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also tell you guys about the SGP Masters. If you're looking to hang out with Ryan and Sean at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world, you can win a 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang out with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using the promo code SGP15. And finally, let's talk about this weekend. The Final Four watch party is going virtual. Hang out with the guys on their YouTube channel for the entire Saturday of Final Four action. Live bets, prize giveaways, and much, much more. Subscribe to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast and tune in this Saturday. Moving on with the rest of your Euro 2024 qualifiers. The next game we will be looking at is the game here between Romania and Belarus, where Romania are the 1-3 favourites here. It's 10-3 on the draw, and Belarus are the 15-2 underdogs. This is a game that I fancy Romania to win.
But as I see it being a low scoring and cagey game where Romania get the breakthrough as the better side, I'm going to tack on the under 3.5 goals. Usually we tack on the under 4.5 goals, but I'm going to go for under 3.5 goals here. Romania should win, but I don't think they're going to win convincingly. Romania have won by more than one goal in only two of their last 11 games, which is why I feel that it's going to be tight and cagey. This Belarus team have kept things close in a number of recent games before tailing off late on. And that's what I think will happen here. I think they'll go to Romania, keep it tight and cagey. But ultimately, I think Romania will get the breakthrough. Belarus have avoided defeat by more than two goals in 11 of their last 12 matches. Romania have won four of their last seven games, but Belarus have lost four of their last six games. So everything makes sense here for the play. The play is available at even money plus 100. So it's Romania and under 3.5 goals here at the price of even money plus 100 here for this one. The final game that we're going to cover from the Euro 2024 qualifiers is between Turkey and Croatia. Probably the game of the day for tomorrow, given where the teams rank on paper. Turkey are the 5-2 underdogs for this game. It's 11-5 here on the draw. And Croatia are the 21-20 favourites to pick up a win here in Turkey. Croatia will be very disappointed by the 93rd minute equaliser that they conceded against Wales. They should still go on to win this group, despite some of their better players getting onto the wrong side of 30. But I think this is a very, very difficult game. Turkey have had some really good results lately, and they've had some really good results at home, having recently beat France at home as well. So this is a difficult place to go to, and I like Turkey to be able to avoid a defeat here. Turkey to avoid a defeat. Turkey on the double chance market is available at the price of 8-11, and I'm going to make that my selection here for this one. Turkey have only lost one of their previous 11 matches in all competitions. And Turkey haven't lost a competitive home international since Hungary won in Turkey back in 2020. And as I said, since then, they've beaten France at home as well. They've recorded 5 wins and as many as 10 draws in games since then. But it's still a very difficult place to win to. I think it's harder to split these nations than you think, particularly at Turkey. Therefore, I will take Turkey to avoid a defeat. It would not surprise me to see this game finishing up a draw. None of the last head-to-head encounters have been settled with multi-goal margins, with 3 of those last 5 games ending level. And it tells you that the games between these two are tight. I expect another tight one. And I think Turkey will be able to avoid a defeat here. I think they'll definitely be able to score here as well. Both teams have scored in each of Turkey's last 5 games, whilst the same can be said of 4 of Croatia's last 5. So BTTS could be another way to go. You could also be looking at a potential 1-1 or a 2-2 scoreline. Don't think it would be a 0-0. I think there's too much attacking quality on the pitch. The 1-1 is available at 6-1. The 2-2 draw, the Desmond, is available at 14-1. So both could be worth the sprinkle. But ultimately, my main lean here is going to be for Turkey to be able to avoid the defeat. And we'll take that as our main selection here for this game. And that's at the price of 8-11 here for this one. So that concludes Euro 2024. We will now move on to the 2 friendlies that I've picked out to cover. Before we do that, let me let you know that we are brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy continues their March Madness College Pick'em. It is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is already busted. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favourite college basketball props and great NBA and NHL daily games. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com and your promo code SGPN. So moving on to the 2 friendly internationals that I picked out. The first one is a very interesting one. 2 top teams who both flopped at the World Cup and are looking to bounce back as we head towards the Euros. It's Germany who will be hosting the competition, going up against Belgium. Germany are the 8-11 favourites to win it. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Belgium. I think Germany may take this game more seriously because they only have friendlies to prepare for the tournament. Because they are the hosts, they will not be playing any competitive games. So it's important that they get what they can out of these friendlies. As for Belgium, I think they may use this as an opportunity to rotate, but they won't want to lose too much momentum after a very impressive win against Sweden. And given the way Germany defended during the World Cup, I still think that Belgium will be good for a goal. I certainly think Germany will be able to score in front of their home fans. Belgium and Germany both posted victories in their opening games of this international break. And I think their scoring form can continue here in this friendly. Only one of Germany's last 20 opponents have actually stopped them scoring, whilst Belgium have scored three times across the last three head-to-head encounters. Domenico Tedesco of Belgium, of course, started his reign with a resounding 3-0 win against Sweden, and Germany kicked off the international break with a 2-0 win in a friendly against Peru. Obviously, this is a much, much tougher game. It's a game where I find it difficult not to see both teams scoring here. And I'm surprised to see that selection available at the price of 10-11 minus 110. Because I ask you the question, which one of these teams do you see not scoring? Would it be Belgium against this German defence who looked very, very vulnerable during the World Cup? It's difficult to pinpoint a world-class player in this back line. You could say Antonio Rudiger, possibly, but that would be at a stretch. And you're coming up here against a Belgium team who have scored three times across the last three head-to-head encounters against you. Whereas Germany, they have scored against 19 of their last 20 opponents. So it's difficult to make a case for either team not scoring here, and therefore both teams to score at the price of 10-11 minus 110 does offer up some decent value, and that will be my main lean here for this one. The final friendly game here that we look at is Argentina at home to Curaçao, where Argentina are the 1-100 favourites here to win this game. It's 25-1 on the draw, and it's 50-1 here on Curaçao. This is a game where Argentina will be able to get the goals that they couldn't get last time out against Panama. On this show, I took Argentina and under 4.5 goals, and that cashed comfortably. In fact, for a long time, it looked like Argentina were going to give their rampant supporters a disappointing 0-0 scoreline until they got the breakthrough, and the supporters were sent home very happy when their hero, Lionel Messi, got a second one towards the end of the game. But our selection was never in any danger. But we're going to go down the opposite direction here. I think this is going to be the big party game for Argentina as they win this one very, very comfortably. I'm going to take Argentina to beat their team total here. Argentina's team total is set at over 4.5, and we will go for the over 4.5 here. It's juiced at the price of 4-6 minus 150, but I do feel that it will be cashed. I do feel that these two games were set up on purpose. I don't think it's an accident why Argentina are not playing against strong opposition in these two games. This is the party tour. This is the celebration tour. Obviously, they would have wanted more goals against Panama, but in the end, they did come through with the victory, and they did come through with a Lionel Messi goal. I expect most of the top players to still play again here in this game, and I expect Argentina to get the goals, as I said, that they did not get against a more difficult to break down Panama side. And over 4.5 goals for Argentina to score 5 goals is more than a possibility here. And that will be our main selection here for this one. Closing out with your lock on the show. This one is as chalky as they get. It's not the type of lock that I usually do. But I do want to finish this international break undefeated. So I do apologise for the conservatism, but as I said, I do have a goal here, and it's more important to obtain that goal than it is to be a cowboy and just chuck out some play that I don't think actually warrants being a full one unit selection. And I've said many times, I take one unit plays quite seriously, just because there's cappers on Twitter who are betting 5 units and 10 units and 20 unit whales of Monopoly money doesn't mean that I'll do the same thing. I take a one unit play seriously. One unit for me is £100, which is $125. And I think $125 is a significant amount of money to lose for the average working man, especially. So my lock here for this show is going to be a parlay. We are going to take Turkey plus one and Spain as a pick. So Spain in the draw no bet market. Spain are priced up at 1-4 minus 400. And Turkey plus one is available at 1-3 minus 300. You put the two selections together, it comes to 4-6 minus 150. Now, you only lose this bet if Turkey lose by 2 goals or more, or if Scotland end up beating Spain. Now, if the Scotland-Spain game is a draw, and Turkey end up avoiding a defeat, you only end up cashing one leg of this parlay. The other one is a push. Same thing if it happens the other way. If Croatia beat Turkey by 1 goal and Spain end up winning, you only cash the Spain leg, and Turkey's 1 goal defeat means that you push the other side. The way to fully cash is for Spain to win the game and for Turkey to avoid a defeat. But you do have push protection with both selections, with only a Scotland win and a 2-goal-plus defeat for Turkey, handing you a loss here for this selection. And if both selections cash, you end up cashing at the price of 4-6 minus 150. So once again, your lock here for the final EPL international edition of the season is for Spain in the draw no bet market as the first part of a two-team parlay. Spain in the draw no bet market. Spain is a pick at a price of 1-4 minus 400. And your second selection is Turkey plus one in the Asian handicap market. This is not Turkey in the double chance market. That would be Turkey plus 0.5. This is Turkey plus one. Turkey need to avoid a defeat for you to cash this leg of the parlay, or they need to just lose by a single goal for you to push. A Croatia win by 2 goals or more will mean that you lose this selection, and this parlay collectively at 1-3 and 1-4 minus 300 and minus 400 pays out at 4-6 minus 150. That's it for me and this international edition of the EPL show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.